Well, I'm Kari Anderson, joined this morning by a Craftsbury Chamber Players regular and also by Anne Decker, the founder and conductor of a new ensemble, Turn Music. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Kari.
So why don't you tell us what is Turn Music?
Turn Music is going to be fun concerts. contemporary modern music, not locked into one particular genre, but just looking for really great music that I think is relevant to today and exciting to perform and to present.
Well, I feel like when people hear contemporary chamber music, they have sort of a visceral reaction, almost like I'm not going to like that, gut response. And sort of you're going into this as, we're going to break down some boundaries here. We're going to get some new audiences. How are you going about thinking about the programming for these concerts?
Mm-hmm. Certainly finding connections, like real life connection. So the first program here, I would say the connection I made was with Vermont singer-songwriter Colin McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. So that was a big crossover piece for me, and bringing him into the fold as a performer on these contemporary classical works, but also he is writing his own music, will be performing his song, which is not, you know, it's not reflective of a classical contemporary program. So it's new music brought in.
And you perform tomorrow night at Arts Riot and then the following Friday evening in Waterbury. And details are at turnmusic.org. We are here also with Mary Rowell, violinist, who is a regular in the Craftsbury Chamber Music Players. Also just all around, Mary, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Kari.
So tell us a little about how you're involved here. What is the impetus here?
Well, I had heard on Facebook. I love Facebook. You get these really amazing connections. But I've known Anne Decker for a long time, not well at all, but you know, her reputation as a conductor and musician is excellent. And I heard that she had done a concert with her high school orchestra of all contemporary music, of Vermont composers. And it just blew my mind. I thought, wow, all you hear about is cut in the schools and, you know, just trying to make things go along. And here's Anne, like, bringing the relevance of today's music to life with kids. And so when I saw her a few minutes later, I said, oh, my gosh, you're my hero. And this is fantastic. And she goes, well, you know, I'd like to start a new group. And I said, absolutely, go do it. I'm right behind you.
I am joined once again by violinist Mary Rowell and conductor Anne Decker. They have a new contemporary chamber music ensemble that's getting underway tomorrow night with a concert at Arts Riot in Burlington. And we were speaking just a moment ago about what an interesting venue Arts Riot is. Tell us a little about what people can expect there.
Mm-hmm. Well, people can expect a beautiful space to go and see music. I would encourage folks to check out the dinner. They have a rotating chef series, and so there is a dinner option. The dinner won't take place in the actual room where we're performing, but certainly come early, see what they have to offer. And so you walk in and you're in this bar restaurant area, and then you go through these doors, these big wooden beautiful doors, sliding doors, and you're into the concert space, which you know, is used as a gallery. It's used as a yoga studio, and I knew it would be a great place to have some new music come in.
Well, this sort of fits in with your whole idea around the concert series of, you know, coming into some interesting venues, some interesting places, some places that might not necessarily see classical music. And speak a little more about what else we're going to hear tomorrow night. Colin McCaffrey is on the program, but also Nico Muhly, who's a composer with Vermont Connection as well.
That's right. He was born in Vermont, in Randolph, and he is he's a hotshot right now, young guy, and we're going to be playing his Drones Variations Ornaments, and that is the piece with the largest instrumentation on the program. There's actually a great trombone solo in that. It's a big trombone piece. My friend Lloyd Duggar is coming in to play that. So piano, violin, viola, cello, bass, percussion, guitar, clarinet, flute, and trombone all on that big piece of music. Other pieces are Judd Greenstein. He has a little chamber piece called Change. And the music that you're going to hear, it's all kind of groovy. I'm a real rhythm groove, fan. I love working with it. I love feeling it. I love dancing to it. So pretty groovy music you'll hear. There's a piece, David Biedenbender wrote this piece called Stomp, and it just goes crazy and just it definitely has a folky influence, fiddle
jazz
passage,
too, right?
Jazz, and
I
it
love
just
it, that jazz riff. We all go into unison at the end of the piece in this jazz riff, you know, really fast, and it makes you feel important. You know,
yeah.
It's really great.
Well, we all want to feel important, and. That's violinist Mary Rowell. And Mary, you also have a solo piece on the program. Is that right?
Yes. Anne contacted me and said, would you play this Missy Mazzola piece? And so I took a listen to it, and I listened to about 5 bars, and I just wrote back, yes. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. It's for solo violin. It's based off of the Bach Chaconne, the very first chord. And that's the only thing that you'll hear of the Bach Chaconne in the piece. But it's sort of a fantasy or an improvisational feeling from that beautiful chord that starts the Chaconne. It's really wonderful, called Dissolve, Oh My Heart.